My songs are tend to be more ballady, lyrical stories, and they don't rely on the repetitive chorus. Although, you know, that may be why I'm not on pop radio. But
you've probably heard Kenny White many times without ever knowing who he was. With hundreds of jingles behind him, Kenny made a big mark on the commercial world. But he's also a song crafter in the Cole Porter fashion, shaping melodies with clever lyrics that can really hit close to the heart. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Kenny White grew up in the New York area and started writing songs at a very young age. After years as a studio musician and jingle writer, he quit the commercial world and began producing for Sean Colvin, Peter Wolf of the Jay Giles Band, among others. It wasn't until 2002 that Kenny made his own album, Uninvited Guest. Two more releases followed, and now his fourth is Comfort in the Static. The insights and experience that he puts in his songs can be incredibly charming or heartbreakingly tragic. Kenny White joined host Claudia Marshall in FUV Studio A. She got to ask him about the meaning of his album title, Comfort in the Static.
Well, it means two things, because in the song it was a literal line. I was on this beach off the coast of Seattle and Whidbey Island. And
it's a pretty place.
Yeah, beautiful. And they had found this old tube radio, and somebody plugged it in and was trying to tune it in, and you know how that is, you know. Nobody needs to do that anymore. But I found some real pleasure in hearing that humming and that and the static, and trying to tune in the station, working for your music. And also the double entendre, of course, was me trying to find my way in a crazy, crazy world, finding some comfort. She's coming today, she's not coming today. She's coming tomorrow, she's not coming tomorrow. She might come on Friday, she'll see how she feels. She's coming on Saturday, and I'm really so happy. We're gonna do something, we might not do anything. There's so many movies, she gets lots of headaches. She's coming on Saturday, but she tried being Buddhist, her friends got so angry. She practices yoga, tries to act calm, but no one believes her, they think she's a time bomb.
One of the songs that just really, thanks, Twist the Knife, dude, is called Where You Are Tonight. Is there anything you want to say about
this? Was a tough one for me.
For you too.
I'm fairly, I have a little OCD about losing people. So if somebody's late calling me, and this has been a lifelong thing, you know, even for an hour, and then it gets to be 2 hours, I'm unrecognizable.
Oh, it's a good thing you never had kids.
That could be one of the reasons.
Weeks go by.
I think that was not an accident. That
really
was maybe one of the reasons, because I have a hard time with that.
Yeah,
and usually I just, you know, grab a handful of, you know, Ativan or whatever is handy. but this night particularly, I said, you know, I'm going to sit down at the piano and try to deal with this, and if nothing else, just play for a minute, and I actually wrote a song.
You were caught off your guard when my punch landed hard. Innocence gone in one lucky strike. I wish I knew where you were tonight. Camouflaged and hidden deep, walking around in my sleep. I don't know what I did. At the time it felt right, and now I don't know where you are tonight.
That was Kenny White performing live in WFUV Studios with Where You Are Tonight, and She's Coming on Saturday. Kenny White's newest album is called Comfort in the Static. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.